We're 60 seconds from your shot caller question of the day. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
This sounds serious.
Really intense.
Well, there's a debate going viral right now.
Okay.
And management's asked us to weigh in on it because it's vital to the health and well-being of the entire nation.
Wow. That seems insane. Yes, wear a mask. Yeah.
It's
Is
intense.
That it? Wear a mask.
No, it all comes down to one question.
All right.
Mm-hmm. How should you stand in the shower?
Wait.
A woman named Alice set off thousands of responses by tweeting, quote, "Is it normal to shower with your back to your shower?
That's how everyone...
Not facing the water?" And the internet erupted like a volcano.
Wow.
People face the shower the whole time they're in there?
I face the shower.
I do both.
The response
is... I do it only to wash my face and, like, wash the front part of my body. But, like, if I'm standing in there, back.
Yeah.
Brooke, don't act like you shower.
That's true. Wait,
it's so disingenuous.
You're right,
I can't believe
us.
You for even a second.
Jeffrey, I do it.
Yeah, do you?
I don't know why people do it every day. I think that is a big waste.
This is a childhood memory for her.
Yeah,
no. I think I used to, back. I think it was back.
There's no way.
All right, you guys
you're
got me.
Qualified to weigh in on this.
I don't even got a comeback on this one.
But the responses were all over the place. Some say, yes, they do keep their back to the water the entire time. Some people face the water, and others say they go ear first.
What?
Sideways?
Like, what are you doing?
Side saddle up their shower, I guess. But it ended up being a very...
Right side, then left side? I
that is the weirdest position.
That is.
I mean, it'd be better if you just sat down.
Yeah.
Can you imagine catching someone in the shower? They're like, yeah, and they're half of their face is soap.
My right side was really dirty, but my left side was already clean.
It's very strange.
It ended up being a very fierce debate. And in the end, a lot of people said it just depends on which part of your body you're washing.
Your hair, or the rest of it.
You
kind of move around.
Yeah.
Like,
text in to 78592. Tell me about how you shower. All right. Now that we've got that out of the way.
Or just get naked.
It's time for the shot caller question of the day.
Wait, you get naked?
We have a bucket full of names. We're going to draw one out to see who gets asked a trivia question. If you answer wrong, your punishment is to be shocked while singing a song. So text in to 78592 and tell us what you want to hear. Alexis is drawing a name out because she had the shot caller last. Who'd you get, Alexis?
Brooke Boomer Booty Fox.
I am not a boomer, you a-holes. I am in your generation. God, I hate you. I hate you all. Maybe not Alexis's generation, but you fools.
Right. All right, Brooke's putting on the shock collar. While that happens, Digital Jake, please read us a shock collar question of the day.
You may not know this, but every year they have the Cordy Awards, which celebrate people who have cut the cord and gotten rid of cable TV.
Oh my God, I did that years ago.
Yeah, she did that.
This year, the Cordys asked their voters to choose their favorite on-demand video streaming services of the past year.
Mm.
Not the ones they use to stream the most, but their favorite.
Okay.
And I have a list of the winners in front of me. Please tell me, Boomer Booty, the top five favorite on-demand streaming services as voted on by cord cutters in order.
I would just like to say there are listeners who have actually commented about my booty and told me I was bootylicious.
Really?
I read the comments that didn't happen.
They said something to that effect. Okay, wait, what is the question?
So what are the most popular on-demand video streaming
services? No, not popular, favorite. There's a difference.
Yeah, popular is favorite.
Popular is favorite.
Yeah, not most streamed.
But Jake specifically said not the one they use the most, the one that they just enjoy using.
That they voted as their favorite.
Their favorite.
Okay.
Yeah, popular
favorite. So,
I mean, Netflix is number one.
No.
I don't think so.
YouTube is number one.
It's not an on-demand streaming service.
No, we're talking like Hulu or Disney Plus. I think it's Disney Plus right now.
I think Netflix is most used, but I don't think everyone enjoys it. Everyone complains that there's nothing new.
I'm actually kind of liking this Disney because we have Disney Plus, and I use Amazon Prime.
Prime Video. My sister uses it. She
loves
Prime Video.
It's nice because you can rent on it.
You can rent.
You can find everything.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I rented on there recently.
And the nice thing about Amazon Prime and also Disney Plus is you can use the voice command. Where on Netflix, you can't. When you search, you have to actually type it in. And that drives me crazy.
I don't have voice commands.
Yeah, me either.
I didn't know that was even an option. Wow.
On a Samsung TV, you have the voice
Brooke doesn't even say it. Her butler says it for her.
She's like, butler, turn the channel. Right? Oh, yeah.
Let's get the question one more time.
The Cordy Awards don't celebrate the parents in the birthing unit with the best knife skills. They honor the best in non-cable streaming.
That was a lot.
Yeah, you're welcome. I asked you to name the five most most popular on-demand streaming services, the favorites, as voted on by the Cordy Award electorate in order. Now, it might be easy to come up with them, but it's a bit more of a challenge to put them in order. So with that said, I will give you a golden guess, Brooke. Tell me a streaming service you think is on the list, and I'll tell you what number it is.
Oh, that's a really good
one. You guys are talking me out of Netflix, but I am sure it's in the top
3. No, it's in the top, of course. We just don't know where it is. That's the point. We just don't think it's number one.
Give me Netflix.
Netflix is number one. Terrible use of the golden guess.
Oh, wow.
I hate you both. I hate you both. People complain about Netflix all the time.
You know what?
I complain about you two now.
What about Apple Plus? They have a lot of really good stuff on Apple Plus.
Never been on that.
I'm actually going to end with Hulu. I think that Hulu is a... I mean, do I pick Hulu or Amazon Prime?
Do we need five?
Isn't Prime Video.
We need five.
Oh, five?
Yeah,
crap.
I've been saying it a lot throughout the question.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. She's a boomer. She needs things repeated.
Number one, Netflix.
Okay.
Number two, Disney Plus.
I like it.
Number three, Prime Video.
Yes.
Number
over Hulu?
Number four, Hulu. Number five?
Apple Plus.
You think?
I've never used it.
I don't know what it looks
Oprah's
like.
Oprah's on there. Come on.
Oh, really?
She's got to be on the top.
Yeah, says the woman who has a network that nobody wears.
That's such a good point.
That's all I got for you.
HBO?
That's so new.
Oh, HBO Max.
HBO.
It's got to be HBO Max is in the top.
Game of Thrones.
That's
got to
be higher.
And all the stuff. Yeah.
Okay. Number one, Netflix. Number two, Disney Plus. Number three, Prime Video. Number four, HBO.
Okay.
Number five, Hulu.
I agree. I like her list.
According to the Cordy Awards, these are the public's top five on-demand streaming services, the favorites. Number one, with 36% of the vote, was Netflix. You got that correct.
Hey, I told you, Brooke.
Number
two, with 16.6% of the vote, was Amazon Prime. You had that at number three.
I missed it.
Whoa.
Disney Plus was number three,
it
so just, you had those switched.
It just
and
hasn't been around long enough.
Hulu was number four. HBO Max was number five. So you had two and three switched and four and five switched. But you did identify the five favorites, just not in order.
Oh, geez. That's a good question.
He's close, but not quite right. And somebody wanted to hear you sing A Whole New World from Aladdin, which you can find on Disney Plus.
I can show you the world.
Oh.
Shiny, shimmering, splendid. Tell me, princess, now when did you last let your heart decide?
I had to stop. Jeffrey's about to start crying.
I was gonna open your eyes.
Really brought me back.
Ow.
It's your shot caller question of the day. Your phone tap's coming up in just a few minutes.